marketing, hiring, and product development. The logic for forecasting remains the same. Start with analyzing how much have you been spending under each head and use that as a base to show growth in costs. Example, in case of your marketing, look at your existing cost of acquiring customers. Your CAC is nothing but the total marketing spend divided by the number of customers acquired. Let's say, historically, you've spent around 1 lakh rupees on marketing and you were able to acquire 1,305 customers in that month. Then your CAC becomes 77. This number, especially in new age tech business, is a very important metric. Calculate CAC for historical period, say last 3 to 6 months at least. Now use this data to predict the CAC. Your CAC is dependent on multiple factors. Initially, when you start, your CAC is lower, but as you start penetrating deeper, the CAC increases. It also changes basis what your competitors are spending on marketing. More the competition spends, the higher the CAC. When you start predicting your CAC, don't predict a rapid fall. In many cases, the CAC actually increases over time as you start scaling up. In the template, you will see that historically, the CAC is between 75 to 100. We have therefore maintained our projected CAC between 85 to 100 to be on a safer side. If you relook at the revenue sheet, we have already calculated